From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The death toll from flooding in Texas over the Memorial Day weekend is now at 13. Eight others are still missing along the Blanco River in central Texas between Austin and San Antonio. Hundreds of homes have been damaged or destroyed by the flooding. Jack Williams with Houston Public Media says the high waters also done a lot of damage in the Houston area.
Bayous that were out of their banks earlier are starting to recede as residents begin what will be a long cleanup process. Some areas of Houston got nearly 12 inches of rain, and many neighborhoods have experienced extensive flooding. Texas Governor Greg Abbott toured the city from the air and has included Houston in a disaster declaration.
This will provide additional resources and tools that will allow everyone in Harris County to be able to respond even more effectively to the challenges you face.
Dozens of cars remain scattered on local freeways where the floodwaters trapped drivers Monday. About 700 homes in the Houston area sustained some level of damage. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Two vice presidents of FIFA are among six high-ranking soccer officials under arrest in Switzerland. They're awaiting extradition to the U.S. in a corruption probe involving bribes totaling tens of millions of dollars. The arrests were made this morning at a luxury hotel in Zurich. That's where officials from soccer's world governing body were staying ahead of this week's FIFA presidential election. Swiss authorities say FIFA's current president, Sepp Blatter, is not among those detained. Taliban militants attacked a guest house in Afghanistan's capital overnight with automatic weapons and explosives. 6 hours later, Afghan officials say the four attackers were killed. That assault occurred in an upscale neighborhood of Kabul, housing foreign embassies. Efforts by Australia to strip citizenship of those who travel overseas to fight with terror groups is being tested. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, the family of one such foreign fighter is seeking to return to Australia from the Middle East.
Australian media are reporting the family of Islamic State fighter Khalid Sharouf is seeking to return to Australia. Sharouf gained notoriety last year after posting pictures on social media of his 7-year-old son holding a severed head. His wife and 5 children have reportedly had enough of the poor living conditions in Syria. But Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who yesterday announced plans to strip citizenship from dual nationals who fight with terrorist groups, says there will be no leniency if they return.
Criminals will be punished. Whether they're young, whether they're old, whether they're male, whether they're female.
This comes amid news of a woman in Sydney who last month abandoned her 2 children with a babysitter and traveled to Syria to join the Islamic State movement. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
This is NPR News from Washington. The Justice Department and the City of Cleveland have signed off on an agreement implementing reforms in the city's police department, including the use of force by officers. ML Schultze with member station WKSU reports the changes will be overseen by a federal judge.
The agreement is the latest of 16 consent decrees nationwide. It includes a civilian overseeing internal affairs, specially trained teams for mental health cases, and data collection for all use of force cases. Vanita Gupta, the head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, describes it as both uniquely Cleveland and a national model.
What is terrific about the work that we are doing, not only in Cleveland but around the country, what we will be doing in Baltimore, what we did in Ferguson, is that our investigations and the remedies that are built into the consent decrees really are reflective, as I said, of the local community at hand.
The agreement includes oversight by a federal judge. For NPR News, I'm ML Schultze in Cleveland.
LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are in the NBA Finals for the first time in 8 years. Cleveland completed a 4-game sweep of the Atlanta Hawks last night, 118-88, to win the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavaliers will play either the Golden State Warriors or the Houston Rockets in this year's NBA Finals. Golden State leads the Western Conference Finals 3-1. Game 5 is tonight. Stocks in Asia ended the day mixed after yesterday's declines on Wall Street. The Dow lost 190 points, or about 1%. The S&P was off 21, and the Nasdaq fell 56. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.